Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. I looked up the top 10 list of most hazardous occupations. So what jobs do you think would make the list? At number 1, logging workers. And others that made the list were pilots, roofers, steel workers, and truck drivers. You know what didn't make the list? Teachers. And I think the Apostle James would be shaking his head at that oversight, because listen to what he writes at the start of chapter 3. James writes, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness, for we all stumble in many ways." James says that being a teacher is a hazardous occupation that not many of us should venture into. All of us, without exception, are stumblers. We stumble in all sorts of ways, and God will judge us for our stumbling, but God will judge teachers more severely. The obvious reason is that a teacher will lead all who follow into additional stumbling. That actually places me in a paradox, as I'm a pastor, as you're listening to my devotional. I'm actually inviting judgment upon myself, as I seek to teach you why not many should do what I'm doing. What we need to ask ourselves is, what is James concerned for those who teach? And the short answer is that our tongues get us into trouble. And James has already said a lot about speaking. In James 1:19, James said, "Let every person be quick to listen and slow to speak." James says we need to be quick to listen and slow to speak because he knows we don't come wired this way. We're wired to have quick tongues. Many of us are quick to speak because we impulsively think that others need to be listening to us. Someone starts instructing, and I'm immediately thinking, when's it going to be my turn? Hey, I've got something important to say too. I have things others need to know. And James says, whoa there. Stop chomping at the bit. Why? We all stumble in many ways. James' concern for those who want to teach is whether they have mastered their tongues. And this doesn't simply mean we know how to hold our tongues and be quiet. Though it is worth noting that Proverbs says that those who say very little, well, they lead folks to think they're very wise. And folks will assume that when they do open their mouths that they have something very important to say. Of course, this may not be true. Because once one opens their mouth, what is inside is revealed. All our foolishness will pour out. And that is James' concern for those who want to lead others to grow in their spiritual maturity. James also said in chapter 1, verse 26, "If anyone thinks that he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless." It is easy for us to think we are religious, to deceive ourselves, to think so highly of ourselves that others ought to take our instruction on how to live. And James actually says that if we're quick with our tongues, it is proof that we're not. Why is this? Well, because a teacher must first be a good listener. First, one who has listened to God. Isaiah speaks in Isaiah 51:4, "The one with the instructed tongue, able to sustain the weary with a word, he first has his ear awakened by God." A teacher must be one who has meditated on God's word so they understand his precepts, and they must also study their own hearts in light of it, so they can know themselves honestly, that they might seek the grace to change so there is less propensity for self-stumbling. Second, a teacher must also be one who knows how to listen closely to those seeking his instruction. People are complicated, and their unique experience of the world has shaped them. So he must not only study God's word, but he must make a careful study of the person he's talking to, the persons God has set under his charge. Gregory the Great says, well, "No one presumes to teach an art that he has not first mastered through study. How foolish it is, therefore, for the inexperienced to assume pastoral authority when the care of souls is the art of arts. For who does not realize that the afflictions of the mind are more hidden than the internal wounds of the body? And yet, how often do they, who are completely ignorant of spiritual precepts, profess themselves to be physicians of the heart, while anyone who is ignorant of the power of medicine is too embarrassed to be seen as a physician of the body." Gregory is right. We need to understand the magnitude of the task of teaching souls and to come at it with humility. I regularly borrow a Paul Miller prayer before I start my day. I confess, God, people are far too complicated. This world is far too evil, and my heart is too off-center. I need your help. This is because I recognize how much the Heavenly Father loves His children. Teaching is hazardous because God does not want His precious ones led astray. Teachers will answer to God. Jesus says it would be better to have a millstone tied around the neck and to be cast into the sea than to cause one of God's little ones to stumble. Matthew 18:6. My friend, if you want to be a teacher of God's children, I encourage you to remember who they are and who they belong to.